Welcome to It's the ADHD Friendly Show, where we explore all things productivity, well-being, and living our best damn ADHD lives at home and at work. My name is Karen McGill. I'm a certified ADHD life coach, and I'm here to help you do life better.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
At least once a week, somebody drops into my email list or on my comments and tells me that they are feeling completely overwhelmed because they just got an ADHD diagnosis and they have no idea where to go with it. And I completely understand how they feel because sadly, more often than not, the person who diagnoses you, whether they know a lot about ADHD or not, can really only give you the label and access to medication and maybe a recommendation to get some therapy, but that's the end of it. Because quite honestly, the people who are trained to diagnose you are not going to be the folks who help you navigate this in your life. They're not therapists, they're not coaches, and very often they're not somebody who's been there, done that, and is able to show you the ropes. So I understand where that overwhelm comes from. Fortunately, there's a lot of great information out there on the web from credible sources talking about where ADHD comes from and breaking down scientific research. But all of that information can be very overwhelming and it's not very relatable. Because at the end of the day, all of that great research that's out there is not going to help you figure out how to actually get to work on time and not forget to do everything on your to-do list, much less remember where your to-do list actually is. And of course, cognitive behavioral therapy is a great place to start. A therapist is going to help you process the emotions that you're dealing with, the regret, the sadness, the shame, the thoughts of, you know, how life could have been different if you knew sooner, especially if you are a late diagnosed ADHDer like I am. All of that is great, but even a therapist can only take you so far in terms of learning how to navigate your ADHD on the regular, like practical and tactical strategies for helping you move forward with this diagnosis. So that's where ADHD coaching comes in. And this industry has literally exploded in the last 5 to 10 years. But again, not accessible to everyone. It's pretty expensive. So enter social media, where the majority of us are learning how to navigate with this disorder by following other people. And I think that's fantastic. However, we both know that a lot of the information out there on social media, predominantly TikTok, is not that credible. So no wonder we're all feeling overwhelmed, confused, and we don't know where to turn. So what I'm going to do in this video and the next couple of videos that follow is break down and contextualize what exactly this is, how it impacts our brain so you can wrap your own brain around it, and perhaps give you a few talking points so you can explain it to other people. Because we all have those folks in our lives who tend to diminish our experience by claiming that everyone struggles with the same struggles that we have. And then what I'm going to do is put my ADHD coach hat on and break down the 5 pillars that I think every newly diagnosed adult ADHDer can focus on to get some quick wins and make progress in some very significant areas of their life. So let's start with breaking down what ADHD is in very simple terms so that we have a foundation of knowledge. And then from there, we'll start to build strategies on top of it. And I'm going to start with an article that I really like in Attitude Magazine, which is a great resource if you're starting to get up to speed on what ADHD is. And I love this article because it's going to answer all of these fundamental questions around what ADHD is and executive functions and how all of these things impact our life. I'll also link to all of the resources that I reference in the notes below. So let's get into it. So broadly speaking, ADHD is an impairment of executive functioning. Now, what is executive functioning? That's what happens up in your prefrontal cortex. Now, according to this article, they break executive function into 7 categories. Number 1 is self-awareness, and more specifically, being able to direct your attention. So when you have ADHD, it's not that you have a deficit of attention, it's more that it's dysregulated and you can't necessarily control where it's going. The next point is self-restraint. So as an ADHDer, you probably struggle with impulsivity, maybe saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, or buying things or doing things and regretting it later. Number three is nonverbal working memory. So holding things in your mind long enough to be able to execute on them. And that can be as simple as holding a phone number in your head long enough to be able to put it in your phone, to remembering to put pick up milk on your to-do list as you're going home from work, and then actually remembering to look at your to-do list before you leave work. The next thing they call out here is verbal working memory, being able to retain internal speech. And that's very intertwined with working memory, because to be able to think things through in your head means you have to hold ideas in your head long enough and remember them long enough to actually sort through a thinking process, which is why it's so important for ADHDers to think outside of themselves, either verbally processing to somebody else or into a voice recorder or journaling. It is really important not to try and store things in your head, because that's exhausting and futile. The next executive function they call out here is emotional regulation, which is being able to use words and images along with that self-awareness to be able to regulate your emotions in the moment and over time, which then comes back to that impulsivity piece. If you struggle to manage your emotions or be able to articulate how you're feeling, that's when we tend to blurt things out or say things that we later regret. The next executive function they call out here is self-motivation, which is clearly stated just being able to motivate yourself to do stuff, especially when there's a consequence for not getting it done. And then the last one is planning and problem solving, finding new approaches to solutions, but also being able to look at something that needs to get done and break it down to its finer points into actionable steps and being realistic about the doability of it and the timeline. All of those things are executive functions where ADHDers can really struggle. Now, one thing to be super clear of, all of us can struggle with executive function issues either at certain points in our life or throughout our entire life. Some folks can be chronically late due to time blindness. That doesn't necessarily mean that they have ADHD. The difference with ADHD is that it is pervasive and prolonged, which means you've had a cluster of these executive function disorders that has been pervasive throughout your entire life. And it may have gotten a little bit better as you matured and your frontal lobes fully developed around the age of 26. And then it may have gotten worse when you enter menopause. That's a whole other discussion I'll put a pin on. But generally, you've had these throughout your entire life, and they are pervasive enough that they have impacted your life in a significant way. So that is the key difference. And it's an important point, I think, that you might want to mention to anyone who perhaps tries to undermine your diagnosis by saying everybody forgets things and everybody gets overwhelmed. It's prolonged and pervasive, and is generally a cluster of those executive function impairments. So with that said, I love the way this article goes on to explain what executive function with ADHD might actually look like. So instead of having one or two issues like time blindness or being messy or disorganized, this is what it looks like when you have ADHD. You struggle with activation. So organizing tasks, materials, estimating time of how long things will take, and actually getting started with something. It also shows up in our focus, being able to sustain our attention and shift from one thing to the other. Like I said, it's not necessarily a deficit of attention, it's a dysregulation of attention. The next point they make is around effort, regular alertness, sustaining motivation, and processing speed. This is so important. ADHDers are often just exhausted and burnt out because the effort it takes for them to do what a neurotypical can do with general ease is so energy draining to them because it takes a lot more mental steps. So this is where we get into sustaining motivation and alertness. And when something's not interesting to us, it's really hard for us to generate the focus and effort to actually get started. The emotional piece is also a hallmark symptom of ADHD. Being able to manage your emotions in the moment, even understanding what your emotions are. We may not even realize that we are angry, sad, tired, hungry, because we generally don't have great interoception skills. Interoception is the skill of knowing what's going on from the neck down. And very often, ADHDers are up in our heads and we're thinking a lot. So we don't know when we're hungry or tired or getting snappy until perhaps it's too late and we're either being called out on it or we're making a bad, rash decision that we later regret. Memory, as we discussed, is really hard for us to keep things in our head long enough for us to process them, which again comes back to that processing speed. Sometimes we hear things, but if you have auditory processing issues, we might hear somebody say something, but it can take a minute or two or three or four before we really register what they said so that we can respond to it. And that can often make us sound like we're aloof or we're not being attentive to someone else's feelings and emotions, especially if they're telling us something that is really important, but it's taking us a minute to register what they mean. And then the last cluster of executive functions they talk about here is action, which is monitoring and regulating physical activity. This is something I struggle with a lot. Again, it comes back to interoception, where we're not necessarily clued in or attuned to what's happening below our neck. For example, a couple of weeks ago, I drove halfway across the country in 48 hours and then got home late. The next day, I moved my entire contents of my house back into the house because we had moved everything out. And I had so underestimated how much energy that was going to take. And I completely fried myself. I pushed and I pushed and I pushed to the point where I was almost comatose. And that's a great example of not knowing your limits because you don't have a great degree of interoception. I work on that skill a lot, but I'm still pretty lousy at it. Now, there's a lot more information in that article, and I will link it below. I highly recommend you read it if you've just recently been diagnosed. It's just a great foundational piece to help you understand what executive functions are and how they might show up for you, because everybody's flavor of ADHD is different, and we don't all struggle with the same cluster of executive functions. I shared with you that my interoception is one of my lower skills, but task initiation for me is not a problem. Sustaining my tasks and coming back to tasks, that's another story, but I'm generally very good at getting started with things that I find interesting. So I hope by now you have enough clarity around what executive functions are and how they show up for ADHDers in a variety of different ways. And remember, you may not struggle with all of those things. You may struggle with time blindness and organization, but not interoception. So knowing where your particular flavor of ADHD is showing up for you is a great indication of where you should start in terms of starting to build compensatory strategies and designing your life so that it better supports your specific ADHD brain. And that is what we're going to get into in the next series of videos. So I'm very excited to get into all of that, but I'm going to pause here for today and ask you to comment below, what is the executive function that you personally struggle with the most and how does it show up for you in your life? I would love to hear your specific flavor of ADHD and how it impacts your life so that we can all move through this together and feel a little less alone. So thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next video, which covers energy management and self-care so that you don't feel chronically exhausted and go through burnouts again and again and again. I'll see you in that video. Bye for now. Thank you for listening. For links and resources for this podcast, please visit itsadhdfriendly.com or click the link in the show description. Please also be sure to subscribe so you get automatic updates when new shows are posted. And of course, please do leave us an ADHD-friendly review. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.